Many organizations in Europe and the U.S. have been crippled by a cyber attack dubbed Petya. Amit Serper is the principal security researcher at Cybereason, an Israeli cybersecurity company that provides services to world giants such as Lockheed Martin and SoftBank. Hi, Amit, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Amit, can you explain to us exactly what happened in the last 24 hours?
Yesterday, around, I think it was evening time in Israel, there were reports on a large-scale ransomware attacks going on in Europe, mainly in the Ukraine, and then they were spreading to other countries, although in a smaller scale. And that attack looked like a campaign of an old ransomware called Petya, although it wasn't Petya, it's something else.
Amit, can you explain to us, please, how dangerous is this attack?
It depends on what you mean by dangerous. The danger here is that all of your files are being encrypted and held in ransom, and according to what other researchers have discovered, even if you pay the ransom, nothing happens, so your files are pretty much lost forever. So if you're not protected, if you're not aware of things, if you're not patched, if you're opening emails from people you don't know, you might lose all of your files, or your important files at least.
And Haaretz reported this morning that you discovered a way to block the attack. Can you explain to us in simple terms, what exactly did you find out?
Yes, so I discovered that when the ransomware loads, it actually checks if it was running before or if it's still running. By checking if a certain file exists in the Windows folder. And what I simply found out that if you create that file beforehand, then the ransomware will think that it's already encrypted the disk, and then it will just quit and it won't do anything.
Please explain a little bit more about how did you find the solution?
So what I did is I was reverse engineering the code, and I was looking for all of the reasons for the ransomware to quit. So I was basically tracing the process inside the code that tells the ransomware to quit. And it quits when it finishes encrypting. It quits if there's an error. And I also found that it quits if that file already exists, this file that it puts in that specific location to see if it was already running. So putting that file over there will make the ransomware quit, because the first thing that it does before it starts encrypting is it's checking to see if this file exists.
And can your solution become a kill switch in future attacks?
Yeah, it's not a kill switch. I mean, I used the wrong term. I used the term kill switch because the guy who found the actual kill switch for WannaCry used the term kill switch, and I use this term in order to, get attention so that people will use that solution. But saying that it's a kill switch is the wrong choice of words. I call it like a temporary vaccination, because this can be easily changed with, a new attack or a new version. So that's not a generic, holistic solution for all ransomware attacks. This solution is specifically for this particular version, for this outbreak.
Have you provided this answer to these companies and organizations in Europe now that are being under attack?
I tweeted it on my personal Twitter account, which now I can't follow anymore because of all of the notifications. We have issued a press release from Cybereason. We wrote about it on the Cybereason blog, and we've also updated our free ransom-free tool that gives you a generic protection against the majority of ransomware attacks. So installing this tool will help against this new attack.
Can you explain to us who are the targets of this attack?
Well, attribution is not really what I do. According to the media, the majority of the targets on the first wave of infection was Ukrainian government services, like the post office there, airports, other government agencies.
And how likely are we to face further cyber attacks in this caliber?
Well, it's not the first time. It's actually the second time. The first time was WannaCry from a little bit more than a month ago, if I recall correctly. also very similar, a very large scale attack worldwide, computers being encrypted everywhere. And this is not something that's going to end because that gigantic leak of the NSA and CIA tools that, you know, it keeps propagating around the internet thanks to the shadow brokers and Vault 7 and other groups. So I think we're going to face an interesting time with ransomware and other attacks.
Amit Serper, principal security researcher at CyberReason, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.